Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to build one of the most important pieces of that 90s jungle and early drum and bass attitude, a dark, swung call and response riff. And I want you to remember this idea the whole time. The darkness isn't just reverb and low-pass filters. It's the way the rhythm leans. Slightly late hits, controlled swing, ghost notes that feel like they're creeping behind the main groove. We're going to make the break speak, then we'll make another drum voice talk back. Let's set up fast. Set your tempo to 168 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle rollers, where swing still feels musical instead of messy. Now make three tracks. First, an audio track called Break Main. Second, a track called Response. This can be audio or MIDI, but we're going to go MIDI because it gives us the tightest control. Third, create a return track called Room DUB. That's where the atmosphere is going to live. And open the groove pool. On Mac it's Command Option G. On Windows, Control Alt G. If you don't use the groove pool often, this lesson will make it click, because it's basically your swing control center. Now choose your source sounds. For the break, grab something classic. Amen style. Think break. Funky drummer. Anything with real attitude in the transients. Drop it into break main. Open the clip and warp it. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16. The big goal here is keeping the transients punchy. Old jungle breaks have that snap, and if you smear that, you'll lose the whole point. Now for the response layer. Think of it like casting a second character in a conversation. You can use a filtered slice of another break, or a rimshot, a hat, a thin ghost snare, even a little woodblock or conga if you want that old school flavor. The quickest flexible setup is a drum rack on the response track. Load a short rimshot, a tight closed hat, and a thin snare ghost. Keep them short and controlled. We're not trying to add a second drum kit. We're adding a personality. Now let's build the call and response. We're making a two-bar loop. Bar 1 is the call. Bar 2 is the response. On the break clip, duplicate it so it's two bars long. In bar 1, keep the break mostly intact. Let it speak clearly. If your break is busy, you can cut or slice a little so the motif is obvious. You want the listener to feel. Okay, that's the phrase. Here's an optional very jungle move. Near the end of bar 1, add a tiny restart edit, a 1/16th or 1/32nd repeat of a hat or a snare tail. Just enough to create tension going into bar 2. Don't overdo it. One quick stutter is often more threatening than a whole fill. Now the response. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the response track. And here's a big coaching note. Leave bar 1 sparse. Seriously, let the call be the star. If your response is talking over the call, it doesn't feel like call and response. It just feels crowded. In bar 2, place your answers. A really DNB-friendly way to think about this is, answer after the main snare hits, not on top of them. You want push-pull. The break hits, then the response reacts. So place short rim or hat hits in the gaps. Try aiming around the E and A of the beat. Those in between moments, you're creating pressure between the grid lines without turning it into a house swing. This is shuffle with teeth, not party swing. Now let's add swing the right way, using the groove pool. Go to the groove browser and look for swing 16-55 or swing 16-60. Either is a great starting point. Drag it into the groove pool. Now apply that groove to both clips, but not equally. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make. They swing everything the same amount and wonder why it feels flat. Set the break groove amount around 25 to 40%. We want it to roll, but we're protecting the leader transient, usually the backbeat snare. That snare is the anchor. If the anchor drifts, the whole loop feels weak. Then on the response clip, push the groove harder. Set it around 45 to 65%. This is the trick. The responder swings harder, so it feels like it's replying with attitude. In the groove pool settings, keep bass at 1/16th for that classic jungle shuffle. Timing can live around 60 to 90 depending on how obvious you want it. Add just a touch of random, like 5 to 15. Over 15 gets messy fast. And if it's MIDI, a little velocity influence can be nice. Maybe 0 to 20. So the response has natural dynamics. Now we go from pretty good to actually nasty. Micro timing. Groove gets you most of the way, but jungle is about that last little bit of human, tape here a lean. On the audio break, use warp markers minimally. Nudge a couple of hat transients a few milliseconds late, just a few, and keep the main snares close to the grid so the loop still punches. This is the protect the leader transient idea again. You can mess with the small stuff, but the backbeat stays confident. On the MIDI response, turn off strict grid snap for a moment. Select three notes in bar 2 and nudge them late. About 5 to 15 milliseconds. 10 milliseconds is a great target. You'll hear it. Suddenly the response feels like it's leaning back in the pocket, like it's grimacing behind the beat. And here is a really useful distinction. Swing versus drag. Swing is a repeating pattern of offsets. Drag is just late. A combo that works incredibly well is, use the groove pool for swing, and then nudge the entire response clip slightly late by 5 to 10 milliseconds so the whole responder feels behind the break. It's like the break is leading the conversation, and the responder is answering from the shadows. Now, as you do this, listen for flam chaos. If a rim hit lands right on top of a snare transient, you get that smeary double hit. If that happens, decide who's in the foreground. Usually the break snare wins, so either move the response slightly later, or shorten the response sample envelope so it's more of a tick than a hit. Cool. Timing is giving us the attitude. Now we make it sound 90s dark using stock devices. On the break track, start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean sub rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. And if it's dull, a tiny lift around 6 to 10K can help. But be careful, breaks get harsh fast. Then add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is that overdriven sampler vibe starting to happen. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch at 0 to 10 depending on how rough you want it. Transients plus 5 to plus 15 for snap. And only use boom if you really need it, and keep it subtle. Jungle breaks can get huge quickly, and you still need room for the sub bass later. On the response layer, use auto filter. High pass at somewhere between 200 and 600 Hz so it stays light and percussive. Add just a tiny resonance so it bites through the break, without getting loud. Then add redux, subtle. A tiny downsample can add grit that feels authentically old, but if you go too far you'll lose transient clarity and it'll start sounding like sandpaper. Optionally, utility for width, maybe 110 to 140%, but only if it's not smearing the center. If your track starts losing punch, pull it back. Now let's create the atmosphere return. Room dub. On the return track, add hybrid reverb. Choose a short, dark room or plate. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't swallow the transient. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10K so it stays dark. After that, add echo. Set it to 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter it dark with a high pass and low pass so it feels like dub space. Not bright repeats. Now the key mixing move. Send the response to room dub more than the main break. This keeps the groove clean and punchy, but it gives the responder that spooky tail, like it's answering from a corridor behind the drums. At this point your two-bar loop should already feel like a conversation. Now we turn it into something track-like with arrangement. Here's a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 through 4, call only. Just the main break, maybe minimal kick and sub if you're sketching. But keep the focus on the break speaking. Bars 5 through 8. Bring in the response quietly. Lower velocities. Maybe keep the filter a bit more closed. Let it feel like a shadow, not a new part. Bars 9 through 12. Full response. Add an extra ghost note or two, and maybe bump the groove amount up slightly for more lean. Bars 13 through 16. Do a little conversation trick. Drop the response out on bar 15 so it feels like a question mark, then slam it back in on bar 16. That tiny absence creates drama without needing a big fill. Automation ideas that really work here. Slowly increase the response groove amount from around 45% up toward 60% in the build. Then snap it back. Open the auto filter slightly over time. And push the room dub sent up right before transitions. Then pull it down when the groove needs to hit. Now, quick common mistakes check. Because these are the things that kill the vibe. If you swing everything equally, the conversation disappears. Make the responder the one with more swing. If random is too high, it sounds messy, not dark. Keep it subtle. If you warp the break too aggressively, you kill the funk. Minimal moves. If transients clash, decide priority. Break snare usually wins. And if your loop is too bright, it won't feel dark side. Darkness is often rolled off highs, gritty mids, and controlled punch. Let's finish with a short practice you can do in 15 minutes. Make your two-bar loop at 168 BPM with one warped break and one MIDI response rim or hat. Apply swing 16-55 to both. Break at 30%, response at 60%. Nudge three response notes late by about 10 milliseconds. Then make a quick 16-bar arrangement using the call-only, shadow response, full response plan. Then do a read-a-slash-B test. Turn the groove off, then on. Then compare response swing at 60 versus 40. Pick the one that rolls without sounding sloppy. That's your pocket. One last pro tip before you go. Once your response groove feels right, consider committing the groove on only the response clip that prints the feel so you can keep editing without constantly second-guessing the groove engine. Keep the break uncommitted so you can audition different grooves quickly without destroying the original funk. All right, you've built a call and response drum riff where the break calls and the percussion answers. You swung them differently, you micro-timed for that menacing lean, and you darkened the tone with filtering, saturation, drum bus glue, and a dubby room return. If you tell me which break you're using and whether your responder is rim, hat, or ghost snare, I can suggest a specific micro-timing map for a drag version, like exactly which hits to push late and which ones to keep locked.